This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden welcomed India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi for a state dinner, hailing a new era in their country's relationship after the White House rolled out the red carpet for the Indian Prime Minister Thursday, touting deals on defense and commerce aimed at countering China's global influence. Prior to the state dinner, Modi addressed a joint session of Congress where he celebrated relations between the two countries and acknowledged the disruptive developments currently in the world.
With the Ukraine conflict, war has returned to Europe. It is causing great pain in the region. Since it involves major powers, the outcomes are severe. The global order is based on the respect for the principle of the UN Charter. Peaceful resolution of disputes and respect for sovereignty and territorial integrity.
Modi's comments were significant as he's been reluctant in the past to condemn Russia's invasion of Ukraine. At least six Democratic lawmakers boycotted Modi's address to Congress Thursday because of concerns about his human rights record. At that Thursday news conference, President Joe Biden was asked about his comments earlier this week in which, caught off camera at a fundraiser, he referred to Chinese leader Xi Jinping as a dictator. China registered a formal protest about the remark. But Thursday, Biden said he did not think it was a setback for U.S.-China relations and also indicated he was not sorry.
It's just not something I'm going to change very much. But Secretary Blinken had a great trip to China. I expect to be meeting with President Xi sometime in the future, in the near term, and I don't think it's had any real